Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A heresy is a false teaching. Sometimes it can start out as a heterodox teaching, that is, a teaching differing from the one true teaching. The one true teaching is called the orthodox teaching, of which the Bible gives us. Heterodox teaching, one differing from, can lead into heresy. Heresy is like a cancer that, if it is not dealt with, cut out, and treated, will kill. Heresies abound. The church today is not foreign to these things, but neither was the early church. The early church had to gather and discuss the different heresies, of which there were plenty. Who is Jesus? What is the Trinity? What does the Scripture teach? These are all things that caused heresies, and that if they would have been left unchecked, would have destroyed many. The church is one holy Catholic and apostolic church, even though we see it splintered in many ways. But the church that confesses Jesus Christ, that confesses that the Bible is God's word, that confesses that it teaches everything necessary for salvation, this is the true church. If your name on your church says Christian or even Lutheran or anything in between, if you do not preach the Jesus Christ that is in the Scriptures, you are not a Christian church. You are heretical. You are apostate. This is important for us to acknowledge and recognize. The Missouri Synod was saved by God's grace rather than continuing down that same path in the 20th century. And we give thanks to God and give him the glory for this. Jesus, the God who took on flesh, the God who was nailed to the tree of the cross, is a stumbling block. To the Jew and to the Greek, it is a scandal and it is folly. But for us, the ones in which, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, we have received faith, it is life. There are many heresies throughout history, and many of them still exist today. Judaism was a breaking off of the true church. The church, as it confessed its hope in the Christ, the Messiah who was to come. To reject that Jesus is the Christ is to reject the one true living God. For that rejection, the temple would be destroyed in the year of our Lord, 70. Later, another heresy would arise, another group that would reject Jesus as the Lord. This group would have a little bit more closer to it. They would not deny that Jesus really did ascend into heaven. In fact, they would even be willing to say that his mother was Mary, born in a miraculous, special way, and that he ascended into heaven and that he will return. But that group also rejects that Jesus is God in the flesh, who died for the sins of the world. Islam is a heresy, one that will not lead to heaven. Judaism is a heresy, one that will not lead to heaven. Arianism, all the different Pelagianisms, semi-Pelagianisms, Eutychism, Nestorianism, you guys who've studied all these things, you know the names go on and on and on. That's not the point. The point is that heresy comes from the devil. And if it is not rooted out by God's grace, people will fall. They will falter, they will crumble, and ultimately they will be led to death. We thank God for a temporary peace between people who are at war. But most importantly, We pray that missionaries would be able to give the work of the gospel in those places. Because this peace is temporary. The war will come back. And until they know Jesus, they will not know peace. Pray for all of them. Pray for those who have been affected by heresy. We have seen whole Christian church bodies that started out with a clear confession of Jesus, that allowed that to be confused by the lies of the devil, that allowed the world to shroud them in darkness, following instead heterodox teaching, going unchecked into heresy. And now we have whole denominations that are apostate. That is, they have outright rejected the true faith. To say that there is any way other than Jesus to heaven is to be apostate. The devil would have us believe that there are multiple ways. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yes, it is a stumbling block to look upon a lifeless God-man, to look upon his wounds and his stripes, but by those wounds and stripes, we are healed. We are forgiven. We are cleansed, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. Christ is the hope of salvation. Righteousness cannot be won by us by our works. It's only by the work of Jesus. And he gives us his righteousness. He takes our filth, our unrighteousness, our sins, and he places it upon himself. And in the great exchange, he gives us his glory, his righteousness, his perfection, his holiness, so that we might live. You must be bold in this confession. You must be willing to say before God and men that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the King of the universe, and that he is our only hope of salvation. There were many in the Gospel of John laid out for us that believed that Jesus was the one that they were waiting for. But too often it was a superficial faith. They had been blinded. Their hearts had been hardened because of the devil, the world, and their own sinful flesh. Isaiah had foretold this. God gave them over to their rejections. So even if we claim that we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, if we are unwilling to proclaim that, do we have a real faith? Consider the last words of our gospel lesson. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Are you unwilling to tell others what Jesus Christ has done for you? Are you unwilling to tell your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, because you are more afraid of how they will react to you than you are of God? If that is the case, repent, believe on Jesus, and confess it in your heart and upon your lips. For Jesus said, he who confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father in heaven. But he who rejects me, denies me before men, I will deny before my Father in heaven. It's not you that saves you. It's not me that saves me. It's by God's grace. But be bold in this. The statistics clearly show, and you've heard me say this in the past, but it bears repeating, the biggest way that people begin attending a church is when someone that they know personally invites them to go to church with them. You can send out as many flyers, as many mailers as you want. You can spend tons of money in all these things. but it is the joy in you Christians, the hope that you have of the life that is to come. The fact that you can look around this world and not be so bogged down by it, by the cares, that you still have a smile on your face because you know that Jesus Christ is Lord and you know that He will return and He will take us out of this veil of tears to Himself in heaven. And that joy, when they see that joy in you and when you share that with them and you say, I want you to know why I have hope. I know I'm a sinner like you are. But let me tell you about the one who saves me and would save you too. Be bold in your faith. Wear it on your sleeve. Wear it on your lips. Let people see your confession. Salvation belongs to you because of what Christ has done, because the Holy Spirit has placed it in your hearts. Confess Jesus Christ. The church sings. Through toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits her consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Though with a scornful wonder the world sees her oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed, yet saints their watch are keeping, their cry goes up, how long? And soon the church, the night of weeping, shall be the morn of song. Yet she on earth has union with God, the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. O blessed heavenly chorus, Lord, save us by your grace, that we, like saints before us, may see you face to face. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.